Hey ladies, so I'm going to be talking to you today about pricing your packages. So I went over this a little bit on the first group call. If you haven't had a chance to listen to it, it is in the group call section. There's only one at the moment at the time of recording. excuse me, but like I said, it is the first one, the one for November 2016. So I'm going to be talking about pricing your packages. So when you price your packages, there's a few things to take into consideration. And it isn't what your competitors are charging. That is one thing that never really comes into it. The price is up to you. The price is completely and utterly your choice. So when you price things, I always like to take into account how much time I have every month. How many clients can I actually serve? So I like to work with 4 one-to-one clients a month. Or I did when I was working with one-to-one clients. It was 4 clients a month because that was how many I felt I could really serve. And then obviously I kind of take like passive income into consideration. Once that's set up, that's done, and then it's just promoting it, which takes, a couple of minutes for a Facebook post or whatever. But then, if I want to run a group program, how long is it going to take to, actually run the program to get all the people signed up? All of those kinds of things. How much time do you have? So, once you've decided essentially how you want to make your money, if you want 4 clients, one group program, and 10% of your income to come from passive income, then it's a case of how much money do you need every month? So, how much are your bills? How much money do you need? Once you've paid your bills, once you've bought food, once you've, paid off your credit card or whatever it might be, how much money is that? And that is how much you need to essentially get through the month. So once you know how much you need to get through the month, how much money do you want? So if you say you need $2,000 every month to pay everything off, to buy your food, to live, then. But you want to go on a date night at least twice a month. You want to go out for a meal, and you want to go to the cinema, you want to go bowling, or whatever it might be. So, say that's another, I don't know, $250. We want to go on good dates. And then, maybe you want to be able to buy yourself a new pair of shoes or a new t-shirt or whatever. You want to be able to treat yourself once a month. So that's another, I don't know, say $50. And you keep adding in the things you want. Like you want to be able to invest in yourself. You want some savings, whatever it is you want. Add in the rest of that. So let's say your total's gone now from $2,000 to $6,000 because you want to hire a cleaner, a maid to, or a housekeeper, whatever it might be. You want to upgrade your car. You want a better car. You want to go on holiday. So you've got savings for a holiday. You've also got savings for a rainy day, whatever. So $6,000, 4 clients, one group program, and passive income. So you want, like I said, 4 one-to-one clients. So say that they were $1,000 each, and then you've got a group program, and you want to take 10 people. So it's $150 per person. That gives you $1,500. That brings your total to 5,500. And then 10% of your income is from passive income, which is $600, give or take. That kind of split is that simple. You know, that's 14 people to work with live each month, but obviously that's only 5 occurrences because that's 4 one-to-one clients and 1 group. And then passive income, you know, that might take you 10-15 minutes to write the Facebook post and then post it here, there and everywhere, or write a blog post or whatever it might be. And that really is pricing. How much money do you need? How much money do you want? How much time do you have? Then it is a case of coming up with something that's worth $1,000, or coming up with something that 10 people are going to want that's $150. You know, it's that kind of thing. That with a passive income, like I said, it's a kind of set it and forget it. So if you had 4 different passive income products, then you promote each one. Now, if you, what is the word I'm looking for? If you rotate through them, so you promote product 1 in January, product 2 in February, and so on and so forth, you're only promoting each one 3 times a year, but it's the same thing. So essentially, you know, you could use the same Facebook posts and update them slightly. You could just have them have a file of, you know, passive income posts. And that saves you even more time. And that's the thing, that it is, what do you want to help people with? If that's how you want to work, what can you offer for $1,000 that's going to make 4 people say, yes, I need that for the month? You know, what is it? And what is it in the group? Because it could be that, you know, you offer like 2 group calls for $150 over the course of a week, or the course of 2 weeks, or even if it's a month long thing for $150. It really genuinely is up to you. But it's also up to you to make sure that you provide the value for the amount that people are paying, and you make sure that you convey that when you talk about it. And that really is it. That pricing is it's subjective. And that's the thing, you know, if your goal is to make $5,000 a month, if your goal was to make $3,000 every month, that is $100 a day. Or $97 a day in a 31-day month. You know, that's it. What can you sell for $100 a day? Or what could you sell for $97 and get 31 people to buy? You know, it's a case of how much do you want to make and how are you going to make it? That really is it. Start with a number in mind. Start with your end goal. And then break it down. How many one-to-one clients do you want to work with? Do you want to run group? Do you want to sell passive income? Do you actually want to work with one-to-one clients? Do you just want to do a group? You know, what is it that you want to do? And go from there. And once you've done that, then you've got your numbers. You've got how many people to buy from you. So once you've, so you know you want 4 one-to-one clients, so you know if you've got, let's say, a 25% conversion rate for those 4 clients, you need to talk to 20 people. So now it becomes, instead of what's the price, it becomes how do I speak to 20 people. And that's the thing, pricing is, it's a quick, easy, this is what I'm going to do, and then it all comes down to serving people. So if you've got any questions about pricing, let me know in the Facebook group. Feel free to ask, feel free to post in the Facebook group. I'm so sorry, I've totally lost what I was saying. Feel free to post in the Facebook group if you've got any questions around pricing, if there's anything that doesn't quite make sense, or if there's anything you want me to go over again, just let me know. Make sure you just let me know which resource you're talking about when you answer your questions, so I know specifically what you've listened to or what you've seen or read, so that I can answer as specifically as possible. So let me know. Facebook group is Boss Babes Making Bank if you're not already a member. The link to join the group is on the welcome page, just under the welcome button. See you there. Bye.